We continue discussing the skylights of a multi-story building where the skylights are lined up exactly one on top of the other, so that someone standing on the bottom floor could look up through his skylight and see the sky. So what happens if the skylights are lined up perfectly one on top of the other, but they don't have a pesach tefach? Now, normally, the nafkamina is, if it doesn't have a pesach tefach, so tumah cannot break through. If you have tumas oihel in a house, and there's an opening less than a pesach tefach, the tumah can't get through. So, tumah babayis, if there's tumah in the house, keneged aruba is tar. If there's a keli underneath this skylight, it's going to remain tar. Because even though that opening is less than a pesach tefach, but we don't say lover to treat it as if it's closed, and therefore there's nothing forming an oihel over the keli to contaminate it with tumah. Tumah keneged aruba, similarly, if the tumah is underneath the skylight, there's nothing to spread the tumah sideways to the rest of the house, so abayis tar, the house will be tar. Hatumah babayis, what if there's tumah in the house? So Natsan bein davar shu makabel tumah, bein davar shein makabel tumah, and he took a keli to plug up the skylight. But it doesn't matter, says the Mishnah, whether he used a keli that could block tumah or one that can't, bein momalim bein momatan, or whether he covered the lower hole or the upper hole, ain't tumah el atachtum. The only thing that's going to be tumah is the lower floor. So yeah, you have a tumah in the lower story. And it's not directly opposite the skylight, it's elsewhere in the room. So the oihel formed over this tumah spreads it out to the entire room. Now, normally the tumah would spread through the opening into the second floor. However, in this case, because that opening is less than a pesach tefach, it doesn't matter whether he plugged up the hole or not, and whether the keli he used was a keli that could become tumah or not, because the tumah can't spread through that opening because it is less than a pesach tefach. However, says the Mishnah, that's because the tumah was not directly under the skylight. Hatumah keneged arubos, what if the tumah is directly under the skylight? So now the tumah, if there was no covering, the tumah would go straight up out of the house. Here, you covered it with a keli. Now, if you covered it with a keli, let's say you covered the lower skylight with a keli that can't be makabel tumah. So it's going to act as an oihel both to block tumah from going through and also to spread it out to the rest of the room. But if you used a keli that could be makabel tumah, a keli that could be makabel tumah doesn't block tumah. So not only would it spread it out to the rest of the room, but the tumah would also penetrate right through it and go up to the second story. So that's what the Mishnah is going to say. Nasan davishu makabel tumah, if you used a keli that could be makabel tumah from the outside, like a metal keli, so that keli, it can spread tumah to the rest of the room on the first floor, but not only that, it can also, the tumah will also break through this keli because it's a keli that could be makabel tumah. A keli that's tumah doesn't block tumah from going through it. So, bein momalim bein momatan are called tumah. We're going to translate this according to the sheet of the Chazon Ish, which he learns that bein momalim bein momatan means both. There was a cover, you covered both skylights with a keli that could be makabel tumah. So, a keli that could be makabel tumah doesn't block tumah, but it does spread. It's mevi ve'ena chotzeitz. So, what happens is, the tumah is spread throughout the first floor, and then the tumah breaks through into the second floor, and since there's a covering over the second floor as well, the skylight on the second floor, that covering also spreads it out to the entire second floor. So, it comes out a kol tumah, the whole house is tumah. However, what happens if you use v'davar she'ena makabel tumah, instead of using a metal keli, used an earthenware keli, and from the outside, an earthenware keli can't become tumah. So then, bein mamalim bein mamatan, if you used an earthenware keli, both in the upper skylight and the lower skylight, ain't tumah ela tachtayim. The only floor or story of the house that's going to be tumah is the lower one. Because since this keli is not able to be makabel tumah, it blocks the tumah from going into the second floor. So yes, it will spread it out to the entire first floor, and the entire first floor will be tumah, but the tumah will not be able to penetrate through this keli and into the second floor of this multi-story house. Now we move to Mishnah Vav. Aruba Shibasai Chabayis. So now we're back to a one-story house that has a regular skylight in the roof of this house. And what happens is, Ukadeira Nesuna Tachtea, there is a pot that is on the floor of this house. So you have a regular house and a skylight, and underneath the skylight on the floor of the house is a pot. The pot has handles on it. But Shimtale, if the pot were to go up in a vertical line, it was Ainsif Saiseh Nagas Baruba. The sides of this pot, the rim of this pot, would not touch the skylight. In other words, it could go up in a vertical line and go through the skylight without touching it. Now, what's important to point out is it's not such a wide space between the sides of the pot and the skylight. It's a thin, it's almost like there's just minimal daylight between, minimal daylight of space between the, like, mere centimeters between the edge of this pot and the roof and the skylight, meaning if you were to elevate the pot through the skylight, it would come within centimeters of each other, of touching. And that's important because, as we'll see, the halacha will be that the pot is able to combine with the skylight to function as an oyel. And that halacha is going to be based on a limud, as I believe it is the Rush that learns, that if you have two areas that are so close to each other, let's say two items, a keli and the skylight, that are so close to each other, that if you put plaster between the two, they would hold together. So then that area, though they're considered connected for oyel purposes, in order to spread tumah from one area to the other. So with that yidi in mind, let's see the Mishnah. So aruba shibasai chabayis, you have this skylight in the house, ukedera nesuna tachteh, you have the pot on the floor underneath the skylight, shimtale, if it was elevated, ein sif saisei noigos baruba, the rim, the sides of this pot would not touch the skylight. As I mentioned, it's just centimeters apart, but it would clear it without touching. So then tuma tachteh, so if this pot is right on the floor, it's not forming an oihel over the ground, so if there's tuma underneath it, then it's cramped tuma. So tuma tachtef, there's tuma underneath it, besoicha inside of it, oya gaba, or on top of it, it only goes in a vertical line, up and down. Tuma by kasva, oyla by kasva, yaredes, right? The tuma will go in a vertical line. There's nothing forming an oyel to spread it out. However, if this pot was more than a tefach above the ground, so now the pot is forming an oyel over the ground, so then tuma tachtef, there's tuma underneath it, oyva bayis, or elsewhere in the house, tachtea v'abayis tummy, both the area underneath this pot and the house are going to be tummy. So what we're doing here, the mechanism that's at work here, is we're treating the pot and the skylight as if they're connected, as if it's one long overhang, as if it's one long oyel. And therefore, if there's tuma in the house, it's going to spread into the area underneath the pot. And similarly, if there's tuma underneath the pot, it's going to spread to the area of the rest of the rest of the area of the house. Toich of a gaba tahar. However, the area inside the pot and above it are going to be tar because there's nothing forming an oihel over the pot itself. The pot is still exposed to the shemayim, and therefore items in it and above it are going to be tar. The soicha oyal gaba. However, if there's tuma inside or above the pot, so then the pot becomes tamei through its interior, like an earthenware pot. So once there's tuma in the earthenware pot, as we just learned moments ago in the previous Mishnah, a pot that's tameh cannot block tuma from penetrating through. So what happens is the interior of the pot becomes tameh, then the tuma spreads through the pot to the area underneath it, which formed an oyel. And just like previously, hakol tameh, everything's going to be tameh because the tuma will then spread from the area underneath the pot into the house and be metameh the rest of the house. So if there's tuma in the house or underneath the pot, the areas above the pot are speared. But if there's tuma above the pot, then it's not only metameh the pot itself, but it breaks through the pot, it's metameh the area underneath, and spreads from there into the house.